I'd kind of said, "Holy yes, we finished Yod Aleph on the base. Let's continue." Okay. Not that it's relevant, and not that it's, you know, the discussion on this with someone, on today's someone, but yesterday, if you remember, the last thing we ended up on was this discussion of what happens if they find out a Kohen Gadol is a Halal, right? So his mother was a Grusha or a Chalutza, and the answer was, it's Machlekes, Amoraim, within how you understand Rabbi Yeshua, right? Within Rabbi Yeshua, who says that a Halal who did Avodah B'diyevet, the Avodah is Kasher, there's a Machlekes, is he also B'diyevet a Kohen Gadol until you find out? And Rabbi Eliezer says even if a chal is a voida, it's possible chal v'chomer. It's going to be possible. He's not going to be a kasher chal v'chomer.
Oh, Alex, the
chutz
the
Jonathan, no, it's Chitsky, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Excellent. Thank you for reminding me. Okay, Nigmar Dinoi Vechule. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Shtei Ta'uyis Ta'ah Yoav Ba'itzasha. Okay, so remember. The Mishnah said that even if Israel need him as much as they needed, Yoav ben Tsruya, who was the defense minister of David HaMelech, it doesn't make a difference, right? He still has to stay in the Ir Miklat until he's allowed to leave, and that might be never. I'm sorry. No, we live. It's a city where there's lots of people in it. Like in Dafka, you bring. I mean, it's a city that belongs to Tel Aviv primarily. You're meant to have other people living there as well. No. The whole point is it's meant to be a normal city where it's a normal city where it's a dish and these people go. That's the idea.
If it's Pikuach Nefesh for him to stay there, does he still have to stay there?
I mean, we said that if he can save somebody else's life, he doesn't.
No, but for him, like, he'll die by staying there.
The third, he has an interesting problem. He's going to die if he leaves, too. Okay. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Shteita Uyeh Tal Yehuda Ben Zvei Sashah. It's the two things the way Yehuda did, which Yehuda made two mistakes. What did Yehuda do where he made his mistakes? What happened?
The one with
Okay, Yehuda, that's a mistake, but that's not what's referring to. When did Yehuda? How did Yehuda Ben Tsruya die? Who wants to kill him?
Oh, of course. The general of Shaul. No.
I mean, if some a person who he killed, right, wanted to kill him. Okay. So Yoav ben Tsruya is a classic case of Gol Adam. Right? And Yoav ben Tsruya, where did he go? Where did he run to not be killed? So he ran to the Mizbeach. He grabbed the two corners of the Mizbeach, as he didn't want to be killed. Right? And so the idea was that he at least thought that if he was holding onto the Mizbeach, the two corners of the Mizbeach, nobody would kill him. Yeah? Okay. But that's really talking about a Kohen Gadol taking somebody to be executed. It's not talking about a Kohen Gadol killing him. Pasht in the past. But let's see, right? Okay, so two things. Yoav ben Tsruya made two mistakes. Because he fled to the Omoed and he grabbed the corners of the Mizbeach. The first mistake he made was that the only way that the Mizbeach operates to prevent somebody from being killed is if he's on top of the Mizbeach, if he's holding the corner. I'm sorry? Okay. He held the corners of his back, so he's not gonna, so he wasn't, it wouldn't protect him, right? The second mistake he made, he grabbed the corners of his back, that was in Shiloh, right, when a Mishkan was. But the only Mizbeach that will protect you in that fashion is the Mizbeach Yom Shalayim. Now, trivia question. You really made a third mistake. What was the third mistake? The third mistake is that it's only a coin because it was in Russia on Parshas Mishpatim. I'm sorry? No, you are, but who is? And what time? when they're doing avoda, yeah. The Mizbeach only protects that, like a kohen doing avoda. Pashtas. That's what Rashi says on that's what Rashi says in Pashtas Vanim. On that pasuk, Mizbeachit Pchen Olamos. Right. So the truth is, I'm not being entirely fair. Some people say this is a little different because they say this is the case where the Mizbeach is giving being kohelet like an Irmi Klot, not protecting Mimi Din Mizbeach. Kisser. Right. There's a third din involved. Right. Abaye says, I did not remember that. But Abaye says, no, there's a third mistake because it only works when a kohen is doing avoda. And he's a zar, so he could have said a mizbeach was never going to protect him. Amarish lakish shalish ta'uyis asid sarish al romi litois. Right? Sarish al romi, the angel of Rome, is going to make two mistakes in the future. Right? Who's coming from Edom with red clothes from Batsra? Right? So Sarish al romi, when, I don't know who, somebody's chasing him to kill him, right? He's going to make two mistakes. Firstly, he's going to think that he can go into Golos in Batsra. And it's Betzer that is Koli, not Batra. It's a similar tanning city, even though the same thing. I'm sorry?
He's
going to make a mistake because the Yermikot only works if somebody kills Beshoigig, and the Sarish al-Romi killed Jews Bemezid, right? He's making a mistake that there are only that an Ir Mikot only works for a person and he's a malach, so anyway an Ir Mikot doesn't help him at all.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
How are we gonna kill a man?
I don't know. Somebody's gonna kill a mach.
Why would he need to run away?
I have no idea. There's a lot of midrashim that says Sarish al romi is gonna get killed. It lasted lovely.
Okay.
Amar Rabbi Abba, Ir Ari Mikot leNitnu leKvura. Deksiu Mikshashem Yulavim Tamlu Rukham leChokay Asam leChayim Nitnasnu leNikvura. So Rabbi Abba will bring them in. You can't bury people in a Yermikot. They're meant for living people, not dead people. What's the problem? Even you have to be buried there. The mission looks that way, right? So we respond from our Mishnah that Rabbi Yavol is not correct. The answer was no. Rotzeach can be really be buried in an Ir Miklat because that's the mitzvah that Torah gave to that even he should be buried there. But anybody else cannot be buried in an Ir Miklat.
I'm sorry. People living in general.
Yes. No. They have to be buried outside. And we don't usually bury people in cities. It's not unusual. So just as they're now becoming on, commenting on the line of the Mishnah, just as the city protects him, so too will the borders of the city, so the hinterlands of the city protect him, right? So he can settle. We have a contradiction. The pasuk says he should settle in the city and not in the tchum of the city, not in the hinterlands of the city. So if he can't settle there, then how could it protect him? Right? Rabbi says there's a difference between protecting him from the Gol Adam killing him and for him between him living there. He can't live there. He can't live in the tomb. But he can if he's there, then the Gol Adam's not allowed to kill him. I don't need, and then the answer is, what? I don't need this part to tell me I can't live there, right? It's enough to know that I'm not, whatever part of the city is houses, I can't turn into fields, and whatever part of the city is fields, I can't turn into houses. So obviously he can't live there, there's nowhere to live, right? Lay migrash irva lay your migrash. We continue the same basic idea. Amar Ashishus lay nitzrafa elal mechilos. No, no. This din is only. This din is only if he wants to live in a cave, like under the ground in the tomb. So there he could live theoretically, but he can't because he's not allowed to. He's only. But if he's there, and the Rotzeach can't, the Gol Adam still can't kill him.
So cave.
Like if he digs himself or an underground house or something, right, whatever. Okay, so we have a brisa which brings same machlokes. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, based on the pasuk, that it's a mitzvah on the Gol Adam to kill him if he leaves the Yom Yishlat, and anybody else is allowed to, but there's no mitzvah. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, the Gol Adam is allowed to. And then anybody else, our Mishnah, our viewers in this price, just like in the Mishnah, says that they will be executed. Most Shonim and Gira said that he would not be executed, but he's still allowed to. Okay. My time the Rabbi Yosi Aglili, what's the reasoning for Rabbi Yosi Aglili? Mixiv Imratzach, does it say Imratzach, if the Gol Adam kills the Ratzach? No, it says when the Gol Adam kills the Ratzach. It must be there's a mitzvah. Right? Rabbi Akiva, Mixiv Yurtzach. So Rabbi Akiva says it's not phrased as an imperative. It's not phrased as something that will certainly happen. It's phrased as something that will happen conditionally. Therefore, it's optional. So, Marzuchra Tavi is in the Iraq. A Ratzeach who left the Yom Yishlat and then the Gol Adam killed him, the Gol Adam will be executed. Weird, right? Kiman, what is this? Who's this like? Loki Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Loki Rabbi Akiva. Wait, this is not consistent with either Rabbi Yosi Aglili or Rabbi Akiva. One could add that seemingly it's not consistent with the Pasuk either. Right? So, he's saying like this price, because this price is named Rabbi Eliezer, that the prophet says Ad on Dovinif Neamid Eidal Mishpat. So we learn a din that you can't kill the Gol Adam can't kill the Ratzeach until after a trial has been completed. He has to go on trial. Right? And then after that, if the Gol Adam, if he's judged that he has to go into Gol, if the Gol Adam kills him, the Gol Adam is potter. But if the Gol Adam kills him before then, that's not allowed and he will be executed. Yes.
Why does it run to the
maybe Rabbi Eliezer will disagree with that. Remember, that wasn't unanimous tonight, so maybe Rabbi Eliezer will disagree with it. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Akiva, hi, Adam, Delif, Nei, Adalif, my Darcy, Bay. But wait, Rabbi Yosi, Lily, and Rabbi Akiva don't agree with this statement of Rabbi Eliezer, so how do they understand Adam, Delif, Nei, Adalif, Mishpat? Rabbi Akiva, remember, I mean, listen, heaven should roll, Echot, Sheharog, it's a never seen, and Mishpat, Darcy, and maybe based in after, it's all never Adam, Delif, Nei, Adalif, Mishpat, Ashina, it's not a mode, but based in after. So, no, they need it for the following dinner, Rabbi Akiva. Let's say you have a bezin that sees someone commit murder. Right? What do they do? Right? Sorry? So do they just execute him? Rabbi Akiva says no. They go to another Bezdin and they're the Eidim and there'll be other Dayanim, right? And then they will judge him and then he'll be executed, but they can't execute him themselves. Eined Nase. We have a rule of Eined Nase Dayan, exactly. Okay. Tana Rabbanon im Yatzei Yatzar im Yatzei Yatzei Yatzeach Ein Li Ela Bemezi Beshegi Ein Dolner Mari im Yatzei Yatzei Mikol Ma'akoyim. So we have a braisa that says if the Ratzeach leaves the Yir Miklat, and then we say that means that if the Ratzeach leaves the Yir Miklat deliberately, then the Gol Adam can kill him. But what if he leaves accidentally? If he leaves b'shogeg, can the Gol Adam kill him? So this braisa says yes. The ikur is that he leaves. Right? B'meidin narek b'shogeg goyle. So say way. When if somebody kills him, if he left Bemezid, then fine, he can be killed. But if he kills when he left Beshogig, then no. If he left Beshogig, he should just go back to the city Beshogig. He goes back into Galus. Right? Loikash, yeah. Hakim Adamar, I'm reading Dibra Torah, Kelashim Ne Adam. Okay, so no, this is really part of a broader debate called Dibra Torah Kolashim Ne'adam. There is a debate among Tanayim and Amorayim. Do we say that Torah used normal human language or not? Right? What the nafkamina? No, this sort of thing, right? It says, Im Yatzo Yetzei Aretzei. So if you think that Yatzo Yetzei, right, that the two Yutzai Alephs there, which don't really add some, anything in terms of meaning, if you say Dibra Torah Kolashim Ne'adam, so you'll just say no, if he left B'mezid, because that's what it means. But if he left B'shekik, that's not included. If you say lo dibra Torah Kolashim Ne'adam, then you need darshan the extra word. Right? So this is a function of the debate between dibra Torah Kolashim Ne'adam and lo dibra Torah Kolashim Ne'adam. Yeah? Amar Abaye Mistabra Kamandam Dibra Torah Kolashim Ne'adam. Shalaye Seifei Chamar Mitzli Lasser. So Abaye says, I agree with him in this case of the person who said dibra Torah Kolashim Ne'adam. Why? Because you don't want his end to be more severe than his beginning. So Abaye says, just as at the beginning, when he first committed the murder, if he did it b'mezid, he's executed. If he did it b'shogeg, he goes into galus. So to here, if he did it b'mezid, if he left the city b'mezid, he can be killed. But if he left the city b'shogeg, he should just go back to the city. He should go back into galus.
So meaning that's how we learn out that partial edition is
the Goel Adam has to ask first.
I don't know, maybe you can tell based on the circumstances, or that's a good question. I'm not really sure how you would know if he left on purpose or not. Tani chada av sheharag bnoi nesa lego al adam vesani idoch ein bnoi nase lego el hadam. So we have a disagreement between Brises. One Brises says that a son can become a Goel Adam against his own father. If his father killed someone who's a relative also of the son, then the son can become a Goel Adam to kill his father.
Can the father become a Goel Adam and kill himself?
To kill himself?
Yeah.
No, that's called suicide. It's us, sir.
Well, we say this.
I'm sorry, how does someone become a Goel Adam? Yes? So the Rambam says it goes based on Yerusha. Right? As in, like, whoever's the first line to be Yerush is a Goel Adam.
But we're learning Kusubas now, right? And there's a concept that a guy is his own relative and therefore he can't testify about himself.
I don't think that's applicable here. Okay. And there's another writer that says, son cannot become a Goel Adam, kill his own father. Right? Lema harabi yosi aglili harabi akiva. Maybe you'll say that a person who says a son cannot become a Goel Adam to kill his own father is like Rabbi Akiva, because he's maybe saying it's a less serious obligation. Right? But the one who says a son can become a Goel Adam to kill his own father is saying like Rabbi Yosi aglili, because it's a mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah even on a son. Right? Maybe that's what you'll say. So the Gemara says, no, that makes no sense. Whether it's Rabbi Yosi Aglili or Rabbi Akiva, they're still going to agree we have a different drasha that says that there is no case at all in which somebody, in which a son can take part in the execution of his own father, right? Except for a case of Mesis Sumediach. So, a Mesis is somebody who tries to encourage somebody else to avoid a Zara. And according to Rav Moshe and Gabbai the Poskim, somebody tries to get somebody else to do another Aveira deliberately. Right? Somebody encourages you to do an Aveira. That person's a Mesis, right? But he's only executed if it's Mesis L'Avoy de Zara. Right? Okay. In a sense.
Does it matter whether he actually gets you to do it or
no? Okay. So if you have a mesis, then even the son will take part in the execution of his own father, because the parshah says leisach ma'olav leisach se. But in any other, you shouldn't have any mercy on him. You shouldn't shelter him. But in any other case, the son, even if the person's chayav misa, we won't ask the son to take part in his own father's execution.
Of course.
So basically, like you said, so is there a thing that you have to go to the flats? Like, let's say the girl is like refusing.
Yes.
Is it a commandment for the girl to go to the flats?
That's the machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Akiva. But even if the girl, even if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, he doesn't have to, and he decides he doesn't want to, the ritzach still has to go to the Yosi and Rabbi Akiva.
So it's not that it's not Rabbi's own. It's A, it's Rabbi's protection, but B, it's also because it's a commandment.
Yes. Rather, the Braisa which says that a son can become a Goel against his own father is talking about his grandson. And the one that says he can't is talking about his son. Okay, that must be the issue. That's what the Braisa says. Okay. Tomorrow's short, and I want to give you time in case you need to go to the toilet or whatever, so I'll break now.
Okay.